46 victories for the Pigs here at the halfway point. That is the most, as I said. 43 was the previous high in 2011 when they went to the Governor's Cup final. So another new record set for the Pigs here in their 10th anniversary season. Incredible stuff. Well, I'm Sam Mines, and this is your happy recap here on the post-game show for June the 20th, 2017, as the Pigs defeat the Pawtucket Red Sox 7-0 tonight behind another tremendous outing by another starting pitcher as the Pigs do the Texas two-step over Pawtucket. First, Appel does the job last night, shutting out Pawtucket in his 8 1/3 innings of work, and then Jake Thompson does it tonight, shutting them out in his 8 innings of work for both pitchers. They found new season highs for their outings. Thompson getting through 8 tonight. Yesterday, Appel got through 8 1/3. A very good group of highlights tonight. Last night, it was all Pigs. Tonight, we do have at least one, I think, Pawtucket highlight. So we'll give them a little bit of credit, because Jalen Beeks was actually quite impressive tonight for Pawtucket, as was their starter yesterday. But Beeks and Thompson went toe-to-toe for the first 4 innings of this game. But it wasn't all Thompson for the Iron Pigs. He did get a little help from his friends, and that included some J.P. Crawford. Pigs did nothing in the top of the first inning, and then in the bottom of the first inning, Rusney Castillo had the first of his 3 hits. Mike Miller would fly out, but Brian Bogusevich would line out, and it would be a great play by J.P. Crawford that would assist in that out.
As he looks and deals, swung on a line drive, caught with a leap at short by Crawford. Saves a run.
Saved a run, and of course they would not go on to score at all in this one, but that's not it, because in the second inning, J.P. Crawford would make another great defensive play to turn a double play to get the Pigs out of yet another inning with a runner on base.
Runner leads off, pitcher swung on, stop, short again, a catch by Crawford, goes to first, double play, inning over. His second leaping grab. Who needs the other 9 lords of leaping when you've got J.P. Crawford playing short? Holy Toledo, what a welcome back for a guy that was out with a leg injury. 3 terrific plays, 2 leaping star-worthy grabs on line drives, and this one winds up a 6-3 inning-ending double play.
And you know, just another great play by J.P. Crawford. Another note that I did not mention about that halfway point number is that the Pigs actually play a couple less games this year than they did last year as well. So not only are they doing better this season than they did in their best finish ever back in 2011, but they're doing it in less games. So that's doubly impressive for the Iron Pigs. Anyway, back to today's highlights, as J.P. Crawford makes a couple big time plays to get the Pigs through the first and second innings. In the third, well, Beeks continued to pitch tremendously well. In fact, the only base runner through the first 3 innings against him was Dylan Cousins, who got hit by a pitch. So Beeks went 1-2-3 through the third, and Thompson, despite giving up another one out base runner in the third inning, got through it unscathed as well. In the top of the fourth inning, the Pigs rallied with 2 outs. Florimond flew out, Crawford popped up, but then Alfaro walked and Cousins walked, but Rhys Hoskins struck out, meaning Beeks still had 4 no-hit innings in the tank. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Thompson worked himself into a little bit of trouble, however, and it began with what was a base hit and an error on Angelo Mora on the throw, which allowed Brian Bogusevich to get to second with nobody out. However, he would strike out Thompson, and then strike out Alan Craig.
You hold on the run with the second baseman, Mora. Now the pitch to the plate, and a half swing. He went around, strike 3. Great job battling back from 3-1 against the Major League seasoned veteran.
Well, I was hoping that I would be able to get that plus the last out, but the next out, which would be the last out, was going to be Blake Swihart, who popped up immediately on the first pitch he saw from Thompson, so I was unable to get that highlight, but Thompson striking out Craig and then getting Swihart to pop up ended any and all threat in the fourth inning, as Thompson continued to pitch well and work himself out of trouble. And then the Pigs, well, they would back up their good starting pitcher tonight in Jake Thompson by getting him a couple of runs. And it would start with a Nick Williams base hit. Hector Gomez, though, would hit into a fielder's choice, erasing Williams. Angelo Mora struck out, but then Asmiel Aguila would walk, and then Pedro Florimon would hit what would be a somewhat lucky RBI double, but hey, it's all the same in the end. Two runs for the Pigs.
Beak checks second and delivers, swung on, popped up right field line, could be trouble. A long run in for Bogusevic, who drops the ball. He slid and it popped right in and out of his hands. One run is in Gomez. Here comes Aguila, who doesn't stop around third. He'll score without a throw standing. Bogusevic went a long way for a pop-up that was by the chalk, very shallow to right. And when he slid, he had it lined up and he made the catch, but it popped in and out of his glove.
And as the old adage goes, it'll look like an RBI two-run double in the box score tomorrow morning. But the Pigs had given Jake Thompson a 2-0 lead, and boy, that was one more run than Thompson and the Pigs would need tonight. In the bottom of the fifth, Thompson got the Red Sox in order, 1-2-3. Jansen Witte, there we go, third time's a charm, popped up. Matt Dominguez grounded out to Hector Gomez, and Hiker Meneses grounded out to J.P. Crawford. In the top of the sixth inning, here is the one Pawtucket highlight we have today, and well-deserved one for Jalen Beeks, who really did pitch his heart out as well, trying to go toe-to-toe with Jake Thompson. And this one, Jorge Alfaro started off with a base hit. However, Cousins struck out, Rhys Hoskins struck out, and then Beeks struck out the side.
And here's the 0-2 runner does go, and a swing and a missed strike three. Wow, Beeks in the sixth inning strikes out the side after the leadoff single by Alfaro.
And you got to give credit to Beeks, too. If it weren't for the dropped pop-up, he would have gotten through that inning unscathed as well. Beeks ended up getting the loss, going 6 1/3, giving up 4 hits and 3 earned runs while striking out 9. Still a tough one to swallow, even with the earned runs, because it certainly could have been an error, but it all worked out for the Pigs in the end, and luckily for the Pigs, they don't have to face Beeks again tomorrow, although the Pigs' offense would certainly heat up later on in the game. But then in the bottom of the sixth inning, another big defensive play to erase a base runner for the Pigs. Rusny Castillo led off the inning with a base hit, but Mike Miller and Brian Bogusevic both popped up, and then on the ensuing at-bat with Bryce Brents at the plate, the ball bounced off of the glove of Jorge Alfaro, and Rusny Castillo hesitated a little bit before he took off, but that's not a good idea with Alfaro behind the plate.
Now the pitch goes off the glove of Alfaro. He finds it. Castillo's going to try to move up. Strong throw! Got him! Jorge Alfaro tracked it down by the dugout and nails Castillo.
Well, you don't run on Jorge Alfaro. We've learned that lesson. He's got one of the strongest arms behind the plate in the league, and he got Rusny Castillo to end any threat in the sixth inning. We head to the top of the seventh inning now, where Hector Gomez led it off with a base hit. Angelo Mora struck out, but Asmiel Aguila got a base hit. Pedro Florimon struck out, but J.P. Crawford, who had himself one heck of a return to the game, stepped up to the plate.
It'll be a big pitch here for Crawford, who's ahead 3-1. Two on, two out. Pitch swung on, hit through the middle, and it is a base hit to center field. They're going to send around Gomez. The throw is going to go to third, where Aguila is going to be a dead duck. Fortunately, though, after Gomez plates. Count the run, but the Pigs run themselves out of potentially a bigger inning.
Well, the Pigs got their third run, even though Aguila got thrown out at third base. The Pigs still had a pretty sizable lead for a pitcher that was cruising. In the bottom of the seventh inning, the Red Sox once again went 1-2-3. A pop-up by Bryce Brents, a strikeout of Alan Craig, and a Blake Swihart pop-up. And to the eighth inning we go, when the Pigs really blew it open. Jorge Alfaro, who had three hits and three consecutive at-bats and a big day overall, started the inning off with a base hit, and then Dylan Cousins would walk. He would reach, Alfaro would on, he would get to second base on the walk, and then Rhys Hoskins would come up and knock in Alfaro thanks to some poor fielding.
Runners again lead. Now Faro off second, Cousins off first. Pitcher swung on a little ground ball to second, and they will go to second and get one. It's dropped! It's dropped, and Alfaro doesn't stop running. He's around third, heads up running. He'll score without a throw. And the Pigs get another break on a drop here tonight. Some headsy running by Alfaro, and they go up 4-0 here in the eighth inning. How do you like every itty-bitty little piece of that?
So, basically, Alfaro's running to third. Mike Miller drops the ball, and Alfaro never stops running. He ran all the way home, right? Like the old saying, that little piggy went wee-wee-wee all the way home. That was Alfaro, and he made it 4-0 Iron Pigs. And then following that hit, or that fielder's choice plus E6 off of the bat of Reese Hoskins, Nick Williams grounded out, but he grounded the runners into scoring position, and that brought up big swinging Hector Gomez.
And here's the pitch. Swung on and ripped out right center field towards the gap. That ball's going to drop down, and it's going to scoop past the defenders and roll to the warning track. One runs in Cousins. Hoskins being sent home will score without a throw. Into second standing goes Hector Gomez. It's a big two-run double for Hector. Hector of Trough, and the Pigs go up 6-0 here in the inning. How do you like this guy, Gomez?
Following that, though, Mora would pop up, and Osmil Aguila would strike out to end the top of the eighth inning. In the bottom of the eighth inning, Jake Thompson got himself into a little bit of trouble again as his pitch count rose above 100, and he started off with a Jansen Witte walk. But he would get Matt Dominguez and Hiker Meneses to strike out back-to-back. But Ruzny Castillo got a base hit. He would then reach second on a wild pitch, meaning runners were in second and third for Mike Miller. Miller walked, and that meant the bases were loaded with two outs in the bottom of the eighth for Brian Bogusevich. But Jake Thompson, unfazed, got through the inning.
Again, it'll be a 2-2. Runners lead. Pitch swung on a broken bat pop up right towards J.P. Crawford. Right at short, he'll put it away. Thompson strands three. Thompson goes 8 scoreless innings.
A outstanding performance for Jake Thompson. And pretty appropriate as well that the ball would fall to J.P. Crawford, who had a big hand in the Pigs' victory tonight. So that was the bottom of the eighth. In the top of the ninth inning, the Pigs would tack on some more insurance runs. With two outs and nobody on, Jorge Alfaro singled, Dylan Cousins walked, and Reese Hoskins brought him in with an RBI single.
Two runners lead off. Pitcher swung on, hammered towards short, past the dive, and a shortstop Miller and into left center field. Alfaro is motoring. He hits third and scores easily as he makes his way to the plate. And Hoskins has joined the hit parade. 10th of the night for Lehigh Valley. His team leading 55th RBI, and the Pigs have made it a 7-0 game here.
Well, no Stassi, no Perkins, no Hobie Milner, but no problem for the Iron Pigs, as they would bring in the newest member of the Pigs bullpen, John Ritchie, for the ninth inning. And Ritchie, much like every other bullpen member, he came in and was tremendous. Despite a leadoff single to Bryce Brents, he got Alan Craig to fly out, and then had Blake Swihart ground into the old 6-5-3 double play to end the game.
And he wheels and deals, swung on a ball at the second, could be a double play. Flag by Crawford, goes to Gomez at second, back to first, double play! And the ball game will end on a 6-5-3 double play on a ball hit to the right side of the infield. How do you like that? Boy, they've got these Paw Sox hitters diagnosed beautifully. Ball game over. Shutout complete. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly to their fourth consecutive win, to their 10th shutout of the year, and to a high water mark this season of 23 games above 500.
Well, you heard Matt Provin say it. 23 games above 500 for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs as they fly tonight to a 7-0 victory over Pawtucket. Back-to-back shutouts for the Iron Pigs over the Paw Sox, and tonight the Pigs get 7 runs on 10 hits and 2 errors. Pawtucket, who is now back to 500 at 34-34, no runs, 7 hits, 1 error. The Pigs are 47-24 on the year. The Iron Pigs were 4-for-12 with runners in scoring position, leaving 8 on base. Pawtucket 0-for-6, leaving 6 on base. Jake Thompson, his third win of the year, but boy, this was a great one. As the weather, you know, I think it was Hector Gomez who said it best. When the weather heats up, Hector Gomez heats up. You might be able to say the same about the old Texas boys, Jake Thompson and Mark Appel as well, who had back-to-back great outings in Pawtucket. Thompson tonight gets the win. He's now 3-7, 8 innings, 6 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. And John Ritchie, the newest member of the Iron Pigs, won an inning, giving up a hit, and then he got the final batter, who was Blake Swihart, to ground into the old 6-5-3 double play to end the game. Jalen Beeks, a tough luck loser. He's now 2-2. 6 1/3, 4 hits, 3 runs, all earned, 3 walks and 9 strikeouts. Jamie Callahan went an inning, giving up 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 1 walk and 1 strikeout. And Noe Ramirez going an inning and 2/3, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. Time of the game, 2 hours and 39 minutes, in front of a much larger crowd than yesterday, 5,844 at McCoy Stadium. First pitch was at 7:05. There was no threat of rain today, thankfully. 81 degree weather, 18 miles per hour, as the Pigs go on to yet another victory, 7-0 over Pawtucket. They are now 47-24.